Janice, why don't you share a few more stories with us while you can this hour?
Excellent. Okay? Actually, there's two stories that I really think are important since we've been talking about this mystery and wonder. Two stories that have really made me feel that way as well. One of them came from a physician. I was lecturing at a group of physicians at the Minnesota Medical Association. I had the last lecture of the day. I was worried whether I could hold the folks there, but I did. And afterwards, one doctor waited afterwards until everybody had left, and he said, thank you for talking about these. He said, I have to tell you what happened to my father. And this doc is now retired. He's in his 70s. And so when his dad was alive was, you know, quite a few years ago, 30 or 40 years ago, he said to me, my dad loved to laugh. He said he was the kind of fellow that when we'd get together, he would tell stories and he'd have us laughing so hard, he said the tears would roll down our cheeks. And he says my sides would ache and I'd beg him to stop. He said my father developed prostate cancer. He said back in the days before they had the blood test, the PSA, and all the sophisticated ways of detecting it. And he said, and when we did discover it, it had already spread to his bones. And when cancer spreads to bone, it's very, very painful. He said, the last 8 months of my father's life, I never heard him laugh. And he said, we admitted him to the little hospital where I was practicing at because he said, back then, there was no do not resuscitate orders. There was no hospice. He said, nothing like we have today. So he says, we admitted my dad to the hospital basically so he would die and could die there in some comfort. And he said, you know, it was really hard. And he said, I was feeling terrible. He said, but I was a real young doc. I was doing everything I could. He said, it was my night off. I had just gotten home. I was having dinner with my wife. Our children were little. And he said, I got the phone call from the hospital that my father had some sort of a tragic event, a cardiac arrest, and my partner was resuscitating him. And he said, I quick ran back to the hospital. I jumped in my car. He said, the nurses told me later I left it running right in the front steps. He said, I remember dashing down the hallway to my dad's room. And when I turned the corner into my dad's room, he said, two things happened at the same time. He said, I looked to my left and I saw my father's bed. The nurses surrounded it, had their backs to me. My partner was on the other side of the bed and he was bending over my dad doing CPR. He said, he looked at me. And at the same time, to my right, he said, I heard the deepest belly laugh, the laugh from my father that I hadn't heard in over 8 months. He said, the laugh just filled the room. And he said, I knew in an instant that my dad was fine. And he says, and I turned to my partner and I said, stop the resuscitation. Stop it now. And he says, my partner looked at me and said, oh, so you heard it too.
Wow.
Yeah. And this doc said to me, I have really never told anyone that story before. And I said, did it help you with your dad's death? He said, absolutely. He said, I knew that once my dad was out of his body, that he could laugh again and that he had no pain. He said, I still miss him, but I know he's just fine.
What a great story.
Isn't that raised the hairs up on the sides of my arms.